I don't.
You were a second behind on my screen.
Every
just for
time.
The record.
Right. Every time. You're like the guy on, what was that movie? Wayne's World, where they asked him to please stop counting in. Yeah, you're one of those dudes. Welcome back. We don't have any music this week because the man's holding us down. It's my standard excuse for anything. But it's been about 3 weeks since we got together. And in that time,
that's probably my fault.
Luis is now a member of the crew. So.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was coming in. I didn't get a vote on that, or I would have probably voted no.
Wow.
I would have voted no, to be honest.
Like a Highlander thing where there can be only one. We've got Sam.
I don't know what that means.
We've got Sam covered for the ambiguous contingent. I'm over here representing blacks. And Morgan, are you saying you should be the only Hispanic on this pod?
I don't like the word Hispanic, but yeah. Oh.
Let's. You know what? I want to dig in, but I'm trying to keep us on schedule. So there's going to be baked in Morgan derails us this time. All right. Yeah.
Mm.
So where have you guys been for the last 3 weeks? Sam is in the hinterlands of, where is he, Slovakia this time or?
No, I think now he might be in Slovakia, but he.
Slovenia, I think it was last time I saw.
Yeah. And then now he's actually with my husband and I don't know where that is.
You know, you should probably know where your husband is when he leaves the country.
I think he's in, yeah, I actually don't know. He told me multiple times.
Is he like on a spiritual journey right now? Because I just see him post photos from like a new European country every
Sam,
other day.
You could call it a spiritual journey. From what I've been told, he's on a spiritual journey trying to like, he's living there for like 3 months overseas. So. Huh. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it, you should do it. I really plan to live everywhere.
Well, also, he's living in Eastern Europe. This is not like he's, like, hiking Machu Picchu for 3 months.
So, to all our Eastern Europe contingent, those thoughts are Morgan Martinez's. You can find her at Morgan
no, I'm
L.
Just
Martinez
it's, like, beautiful.
On Twitter.
But I'm saying it's just beautiful over there. It's not, and it's not like he's hiking in spiritual journey or like Mount Everest or, I mean, he's like, but his Instagram makes him look like he is, though.
So. He does have a knack for posting artistic photos.
Yeah, I have to wonder, who do you think's taking them?
Sam is the type of guy that I would 100% see go up to a stranger and just be like, can you take this artsy
when
photo?
People do that to me. I'm always like, that is a lot of trust that you're putting in me, that I'm not that guy who's just going to A, screw your photo up, or B, just leave.
Yeah, with the phone? I would, yeah.
I mean, I would never ask anybody.
Me either.
Also, I've learned recently that I've been taking selfies wrong. Not that I've like spent the life taking selfies, but I didn't realize you're supposed to like be up here with it because I was just, you know,
that's, you need to look at your angles here. How do you think this is why I don't look like this in my selfies? I look a lot better because I know my angles. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that there was an entire
Luis. You look like someone that knows your angles.
I can take a good photo if needed because I'm always the. Hey, we need to take a group selfie. You're the one with the longest arms.
I guess
so. I have experience in that sense. But whenever my parents or someone asks me for a photo of me traveling or something, I intentionally take the worst selfie possible because I find it hilarious. My mom once said, hey, take a photo of you while you're on your way to Latin America. And while I was in the Miami airport, I was very tired. So I just had a coffee in my hand and took the photo from this angle right here.
Do you ever like look at your photos from traveling in real and like, I don't know if it's just me, but I was like, wait, I've been there? Wait, when did that happen? And I'm the one who took the photo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I'm just going to chalk it up to ADHD and move on.
I drove cross country for my honeymoon because my honeymoon got canceled.
And you still have to play that video.
Due to COVID.
The one, yeah.
I know which one you're talking about. Anyway, yeah. I'm starting to hear myself now, Luis. It definitely, I don't remember what states we've gone to. People were like, oh, have you been to Montana? I'm like, no. And now it's like, we spent a week in Montana. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
But at the same time, he probably wasn't shocked because he knows who his wife is.
Alex, I don't shock Alex at all.
Now, I'm sure he lives in like a perpetual state of 20% shame.
Yes.
possibly more. I don't know.
Maybe yeah. 30. Maybe 30. Okay, so Kai, what are we talking about today? What do you have for us? Because this is a mystery for Luis and I, and so I haven't prepared anything. So this is all going to be just straight out of my mouth.
I've never been more terrified in my life. You know That's what? Before we do that, we need to talk about Roosevelt, because I don't think Luis has ever heard the story of how your dog speaks better Spanish than you do.
I've never heard that story, no.
That's actually the best part of this. You can't make this up, is that my wonderful housekeeper just walked in and just spoke Spanish to my dog, and my dog responded. So, long story short, my dog, I thought, was dumb for a very long time. Her name is Rosie. Mm-hmm. We went to puppy school. She failed. I had adopted her from the Humane Rescue Alliance, and, you know, I just had come to terms with the fact that my dog was dumb. And you know what? Not all dogs are smart, and I'm okay with that. She's cute. She has other qualities. She's chubby. She has spots.
Wait, chubby's not a quality.
For her, it is. It rounds out her face. Anyway, so, you know, one day I'm minding my own business in Northeast D.C., and I'm walking a dog, and I have my I didn't have AirPods then. I had the plug-in. And, I heard, "Hey, nice dog you got there." And I'm like, "Yeah, it is. You know, I know." And he goes, "Wow, that sure looks like my old dog, Nala." And what's unfortunate is that Rosie's name was Nala when I adopted her from the Humane Rescue Alliance. And it was his old dog, Nala. And why Rosie? Well, first of all, he explained to me that he had to give up Nala, a.k.a. Rosie, because he went to prison. I didn't ask for what. But that he had given Nala to his sister to take care of, and Nala was too much work and all that kind of stuff. And then this guy starts freaking telling my dumb dog to do tricks in Spanish. She's not dumb. She just doesn't know English. And that's how I have a bilingual dog. End of story.
And how much Spanish do you speak, Morgan?
Zero.
So it's not that the dog was dumb. It's just that you weren't smart enough for the dog.
Yeah, my dog's definitely smarter than I am. She's bilingual. I'm not. She knows tricks in Spanish still. I have the most wonderful person that comes and helps me at my house sometimes. And Rosie responds to her fantastically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sit, stay, paw, roll over, you know. All
so
of it.
Your dog is just as ashamed of you as your husband is.
And my parents, yes.
I don't really think there's anywhere to go but change the topic at this point.
Yeah, at that point, you can just stop that right there.
It's super funny because she really loves it. Like, where is she? Oh, she's over there. Now she's hiding. But she'll go, "Hola, Rosie." And she's like, "Yeah."
And hola. You're like, "Come here, Rosie." And Rosie's just staring at you like, "What's happening here?"
Yeah. She's not dumb. She's just bilingual.
So I was thinking recently, you know, as I was once again paying bills and, you know, moving into another
being a grown up.
Yeah. About adulting. Adulting is the worst. There's nothing in my life I hate more than adulting.
I hate adulting.
Adulting is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And I feel like, honestly, I was lied to about what adulthood was. How dare they? How dare they? How did I enter adulthood, like, completely unprepared? What did school give me? What did
Nothing.
Any class I took in any level of education prepare me for adulting to do?
So I will say that I once took etiquette class, and those actually helped just a little bit, because now I know which fork to use.
I actually do know what fork to use, except for when they go past three forks, and then I'm just stumped. What's the fourth fork for?
You gotta,
I'm uncultured. Hands are my first instrument unless I'm around people I don't know.
I grew up though where I wasn't allowed to get the tablecloth dirty, so I'm one of those weird people that doesn't need napkins because my hands are continuously clean. I even eat like fried chicken with a knife and fork.
You don't like fried
I do
chicken.
Like fried chicken. I just don't like messy foods. Yeah. Huh. I'm aware that I'm weird. And that it's unnatural to be in a restaurant eating a hamburger with a knife and a fork. But it's the way I was raised. I, you know, don't get anything around you dirty.
Mm.
Dude, how did this turn into I'm weird?
This explains a lot.
But like I was thinking, I mean, there's so much about adulthood that I'm going, like, you have a newborn. At some point, you're going to have to tell him or tell her, like, the world is not in your favor. Not even from, like, a class, race, whatever thing. Like, the world doesn't even out. I was led to believe that at some point, if you're a good person, it all evens out. And that's a lie.
No. Oh, no. I was raised exact opposite. Like, one of the first things I learned was, like, if you've ever met me, you'll know that I'll never say that isn't fair, because my father would be like, life isn't fair, Morgan. Shut up. And then that was the end of that. And so, and I think that was at age 3. And so,
wow. Was there any explanation as to why life was fair? It was just like,
no, absolutely not. Caught a no, brick. Life is just that's not your life. Fair. Yeah, that's it. Life's not fair. Shut up. Actually, it's probably shut the fuck up. But not the point of the story. And so I actually, it's like erased from my mouth. Like, I don't even use the word fair. I just don't. It scares me. But that's how I'm going to raise my child.
I just, you know, I look around and I've got a 21-year-old nephew now, and he's just hit the streets of, like, the world.
Drinking.
I mean, I'm sure he's drinking, but, like, and he's telling me, like, it's very hard out here. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Monday. It doesn't get better tomorrow either. And I don't want to give him, like, no hope for whatever.
No, give him no hope.
No, okay. No, I'm not going to have him go kill himself because he doesn't have, like, hope. But, like, Wednesday doesn't necessarily have to be better than Monday. It can actually go the other way. I think that's an important lesson. You got to be, like, you got to prepare them for the opportunities.
The worst.
Like, because I believe, like, when the opportunity comes, if you're not ready for it, you're not guaranteed another one. Like, so you got to give them all the tools for when the door opens to rush through and take advantage on the other side. Because who knows if it's coming again?
It's probably not.
And I don't mean to be like the depressing dude, but you know.
You are.
Wow.
You're very depressing,
wow,
dude.
You know what? Yeah. That's why your dog doesn't respect you.
No, my dog doesn't speak English. There's a difference.
Are you telling me that I go get hit the, what is it? What's the thing? The Rosetta Stone. I go get the Rosetta Stone, and I practice for 3 months. I could legit.
Thing? What's that thing, Lewis? You know, that thing.
You know,
I don't know.
That thing?
That thing.
Oh, yeah, the Rosetta Stone. The thing that I always refer to in my spare time.
Okay.
You speak fluent Spanish, don't you, Luis?
Yeah.
So you're telling me Luis could go to your house, and within 30 seconds, your dog would choose him?
Yes. Absolutely. Plus, my dog likes men more than women. It's true.
We got him, boys. We got one.
Rosie definitely prefers men than women. She's just, she actually really probably doesn't like me much, to tell you the truth. But that's okay.
I mean,
she does have her own Instagram account, though.
Okay, now you got to give it out.
It's at Roosevelt the Pup.
So, if anyone out there is looking to adopt Rosie,
No, she's not up for adoption. This dog is. This is. Alex would be so mad at me.
Well, I think we've pretty much laid out that Rosie will respond to anyone that speaks Spanish more than you do.
And male. Mm-hmm. So pretty much just not me. So other than life being unfair, said the word fair. But okay. What else do you have for me today?
The holidays are coming up. And this is your first holiday.
Yeah,
it is.
That's not a topic. Like,
well, it was a statement if you'd let me finish.
Oh, okay.
He's getting there.
You know how this works. There's the rambling preamble. The holidays are coming up. This is your first one with the baby. Yeah. Yeah. How did you decide? Are you sharing with, like, his family, your family? I've always, like, in relationships, you know what I'm talking about, Luis. You sit there and you think, like, do I go to both houses? Do I go to one house? Do I go to the other house? I don't want to be around any of them. I'd rather sit there and watch football myself. People don't allow me to. Growing up, once my parents decided I was old enough to stay on my own and they were going to go hang, my parents would go every holiday to Golden Corral with their friends. And I went the first time. And once I realized that it was full of, like, 60-year-old people getting really dirty-looking meatloaf, I was like, I'm out on this. I'll stay home. I ordered from the Chinese place. You see, I cleaned that up. I didn't say the other thing this time. And I just watched football. And that is what holidays mean to me. Just a time where I don't have to deal with human beings. But you, you're in a marriage and you're forced now to deal with human beings. So.
So, once upon a time, a mutual friend of some of ours, Meryl, asked me what was the best marriage advice I could give her and her new husband-to-be. And Alex's comment she asked me, and Alex was standing there, but he answered for us both. And he said, the best marriage advice is moving on the other side of the country than your in-laws and your parents, because then you don't have to worry about these things. It's like, if you want to see us, you can come to us. But unfortunately, that does not work this year because we've decided that we're going to do a West Coast tour because we're both from the West Coast. And we have decided that, wait for it, we are driving our 5-month-old across the country. Look at Luis's eyes. With Rosie, the Spanish-speaking dog. And we're going to go to California for the first half and then do Christmas at his sister's house. But we're splitting it up evenly, 2 weeks and 2 weeks, and then we're driving back.
Did you notice that you made that statement into dead silence? Look at our faces.
Yes.
This is the worst thing you've ever said.
So I'm thinking that we should probably do live updates about how this is going to go.
Please do. Regular check-ins. Matter of fact, you should pod from the road. I'm sure that won't be noisy at all with a child and a dog.
I'm just imagining that driving across the country. I mean, I've never done it, but driving across the country, the experience I have is that growing up twice a year, my family and I would drive 14 or 15 hours from California to Mexico to visit family. And just in that time, being in a car together with your family members really drives the limits of patience because everyone wants to listen to different music. Some people want silence. Some people want to talk. Are there snacks? Because we've got to go to the restroom, blah, blah. At the time we were kids, so of course we were always like, do we have snacks? I'm hungry. But like, it really drove you to the point of insanity. So I can't imagine doing that, but with a relative newborn and a dog.
So Rosie is the master of cross-country road trips. She's already done it once. We went to Montana. We drove. But that was kind of a long and strong. We like were gone for a month. We're actually, here's the kicker. We're going to try to do this in 5 days. Now, listen.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you. I meant to laugh at you. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Don't do that. You stretch that thing out. Stretch it out.
No,
it's possible.
I didn't say it wasn't possible, but you have a 5-month-old.
So I've done it in 3.5 days when I was single and with my old dog Bubba when I was moving here to DC from California.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know.
For Luis's knowledge, Bubba was a racist. Bubba was a racist dog.
He was. Yeah, my dog was racist.
That's good.
I adopted him. He came racist. I did not make him racist.
That was my next question.
First, say that. Second of all, we know my second dog is not racist because she speaks Spanish. Anyway, not the point of the story. Wait, do you know what the kicker of that story is? Luis, since we're talking about race, what race do you think Rosie's previous owner was?
I mean, if Rosie spoke Spanish, then it could be either, like, if you want to break it down to, like color race, or like either white, brown, or like black, basically.
Oh, he was black. And he was from D.C., didn't speak Spanish, except that he was a line cook. And he decided that he was going to teach his daughter Spanish because as a line cook, it actually helped him to know Spanish. And so that he had a daughter who he also left because, hello, prison. And so at the same time, he taught the dog Spanish because he figured it was easier for everyone to learn Spanish. Did he speak Spanish? No. Did his wife speak Spanish? No. Did anyone in his family, friends? Absolutely not. This man knew nothing except that Spanish was going to get his kids somewhere in life. Very interesting.
He's smart.
I know. Super
pure
smart.
Utility standpoint. He is 100% correct.
Junior high, high school, and it is useless. And all those kids that I mocked for taking Spanish. Prescient.
Oh, Spanish is definitely prescient. The most, is super useful. Anyway, so going back to this cross-country road trip, I think it's going to go fine, and I'll tell you why. One, Rosie's a very chill dog. Two, Nell is a very chill baby. And three, Alex and I have done this before, and we have agreed we like audiobooks.
What happens the first time Nell goes nuclear in her diaper?
So we haven't come to that yet, but that's Alex's problem.
Is he aware that that's his problem?
Well, he's going to find out when he listens to this, isn't he?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, guy. we'll be having Alex on next time as a guest.
No, please don't. Please don't.
After the road trip, we'll do a deep dive from his perspective.
And Alex should bring that video. Upset. And I can't accurately describe this video, but let's just say that if Morgan ever had a match, it would be Alex. And he... He took advantage and reveled in the fact that he'd finally, he was on, if the scales were here, Alice had finally gotten here. Or no, wait, this is the good one. Right? So he was here looking at her and making her understand that she'd done bad. And if
it's a great video. We have to figure out how to play it. I'll send it out and then we'll figure out how to embed it into this. And you know, I think Luis should probably see it too, so he can fully understand what happened to me on the road trip. It has to do with a spider, an ER, and my honeymoon.
I hear that you're planning this long trip over multiple days. And having recently spent the last 2 months on the road a lot between going to Virginia, South Carolina, New York, the urge to murder rises at somewhere around the 2.5 hour mark, and it doesn't ever dissipate. Bathroom breaks don't make it go lower. It just keeps...
No, but you know what makes it go lower? Taco Bell. This is the thing. Taco Bell could save the world if they wanted to, by releasing all the tacos for free.
Taco Bell is disgusting.
So whenever we start to get annoyed with each other, I just tell Alex to go to Taco Bell, and then the world is better.
I got nothing.
Say what you will about the quality. It does do that.
Taco Bell really is amazing. And I don't even, it's not Mexican food. Let's get that straight. It's not Mexican food.
No.
But it's good.
Oh, it's delicious. The Crunchwrap Supreme is one of humanity's greatest inventions.
Here's the part where you guys stare at me in horror. I've never had Taco Bell.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
Well, Morgan, you don't think Mariah Carey's better than Christina Aguilera, so I honestly don't respect your opinion on many things.
Luis, do you think Mariah Carey is better than Christina Aguilera?
I'm incredibly biased because I absolutely despise Mariah Carey when the holidays come around. No. Don't celebrate yet. I'm just saying I'm biased, so I can't give a fair response to that.
I honestly don't know how we're friends.
We've been over this. You've known this for years that I hate that song.
Every time I hear it, it's like I walled it off in my Luis box in my head of. Not that it's like a you situation where I have a box where I'm following you around, but like.
I don't need to know that, man.
You can keep
that to yourself.
And forget that that's a thing. And every Christmas, apparently, you're going to remind me. And I don't
go out of my way to tell everyone I hate this song. People ask because it's like one of the top five holidays. One of the top five holiday songs.
Luis, when you go on a date, does someone go, hey, Luis, do you like Mariah Carey's like All I Want for Christmas Is You?
I think that was around the third date with my current girlfriend, probably.
I have no comment.
She's a good woman.
Louise.
She's a good woman. And honestly,
if she puts up
Morgan,
with Louise.
You don't hate that song.
Yes.
You just think Christina.
No, I hate her. No, I don't hate her. Hate's a strong word. I strongly think that she's not as good as everyone thinks she is. I also just think she's annoying. And I also think she slept with Eminem.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what to respond there.
It's like you went into your hate bag and dove for the bottom instantly. You didn't even work your way up to it.
I mean, the Eminem thing is true. They talk about it all the time. In songs. I just saw an Instagram post about her talking, being like, well, we're friends. Like, yeah, well.
I gotta think that you use the internet vastly different than I do. Like, this is a thing in my life where I realized, especially once the pandemic started, that people have used the internet in much different ways than I ever had. Like, YouTube. I go to YouTube for the one thing that I was going there for, and then I left. And then people were like, oh, I've been on YouTube for 20 hours. And I'm, oh, how is that possible?
Oh, well, I don't
understand. And through the pandemic, I've now gotten, the algorithm knows me, and now I'm on YouTube for hours at a time. People just keep showing me, and they're not great content videos. They're just enough for me to be like, eh, it's a lot of work to reach for the remote. I guess I'll just keep watching
videos. I mean, it should be terrifying to think that Google/YouTube have developed the algorithm enough to the point where the average person will start watching videos and it'll know what to give them so that they don't want to click off.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty, mm-hmm. Whatever. I like watching detailing videos for cars, and Morgan, your dog speaks Spanish and you don't, so you can't like shake your head in judgment. I don't know how it's relevant, but still, no.
I'm waiting for the point of relevancy here, but
there's nothing wrong with watching a detailing video. It's relaxing. I like something going from dirty to clean. I'll watch it. And then once it's over, if I don't move fast enough, YouTube's like, here's another 15 minutes of a car getting clean. And I'll just keep watching.
15 minutes?
Do you know how hard it is to detail a car?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but, okay, one, no, I don't know how hard it is because I don't detail my car. If you saw my car, it defines my life. Like, it's such a wreck. It's such a, and my brother just drove into a small monument in Gettysburg, so it has a huge bump. My bumper is, like, half off. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is 15 minutes, don't they speed that up? And also, who can watch a video for 15 minutes?
10 hours to clean a car, or to detail a car.
Yeah, but who can watch, like, when I watch videos, sometimes, I was going to try to relate to you and tell you that sometimes I'll watch manicure videos.
Also on my list.
But those are, like, the ones on the Insta are, like, 30 seconds.
No, the good manicure videos.
I mean, that's tailored to other people. You got the two extremes. You have where I could sit down at 2 in the morning and watch a man build a hut in the wilderness with just mud over the course of an hour. And on the other end, I could watch a 5 or 6 second TikTok, like,
have you seen the one where the guy like comes to a house and builds an entire pool and they just time lapse it over like 6 months, takes like 15 minutes?
No. Yeah. But I don't believe in TikTok, as we know.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Morgan to like look at a TikTok forever. It's to
China.
I mean, I don't use TikTok, so.
See?
I'm telling you, Louise, TikTok is, before I go to bed, I might spend an hour just watching TikTok because it's...
You clearly don't have a kid.
No.
Let me tell you, that hour could be sleep. That could be uninterrupted, quiet, no streaming sleep.
I don't think that you're going to make it to California with a 5-year-old if you can't even take an hour before you go...
She's not even five.
Or 5-month-old. If you can't even take an hour before you go to sleep.
Oh no, I'm already asleep when I'm walking to the room. I'm probably like half asleep.
I'm not a parent, but I think you might be underestimating how well parents can maximize the little time they have away from their kid.
So there used to be this nap app, which now that I say that out loud is ridiculous, but there was this app called Sleep Genius, mm-hmm. and it's gone now, but it had calculated through science that the absolute optimal amount of time to get a nap, be refreshed and not take your entire day away was 28 minutes. And so what this app did was it would play calming music for 28 minutes and it would like slowly work your way down and then back up and wake you up as the music would get louder. And it was amazing. I don't know if 28 minutes is the actual optimal amount of sleep time, but I know that it fooled me into thinking it was. And I would always wake up refreshed.
28 minutes seems really fast.
I feel like I think that's right before you hit
REM.
Your REM cycle, yeah.
Yeah, it was just enough to be
before you start getting into REM. Because I think each cycle is an hour and a half long, so it makes sense that the deep part would be an hour.
I don't know.
So then you feel actually rested without having to go deep into your sleep pattern and feel groggy when you wake up.
Yeah, so you get the initial burst of rest, but you don't go into like deep rest.
Hmm. That's something that would be interesting, like, especially when you travel and have to deal with the time change, like that 28 minutes. Because what happens when I travel, I'm one of those people, they're like, don't go to sleep, don't go to sleep. Like, you got to get used to the time. And what do? I got to sleep. And I sleep for a long time, and I wake up at midnight, and then I'm like, well, here I am. I've made it.
I love the international flights where, like, I was flying Korean Air out of Detroit, which, by the way, say what you will about Detroit, they did their airport right.
Never been. And now we've come full circle, M&M Detroit. See,
and
see
so anyway, got on the Korean Air flight, and in order to get you like used to time in Korea, when we got on, though, it was like, I don't know, maybe 10, 11 a.m. They closed all the windows, and like they walked around, and like, you close that. I turned off all the lights and served dinner, and then told everybody it was bedtime. And so when you landed, it was a.m. there, but you were on their cycle already.
Oh,
that's actually really smart.
I was like, man, shout out to you, Korean Air. Best airline I've ever flown. Worst airline I've ever flown. American. Shocker. Shocker. American Airlines.
I have flown some pretty bad airlines. Look at
I think Ryanair might be
heard of Ryanair.
It's like it's one of those. It's one of those like within Europe cheap flights. I use them a lot. It wasn't terrible by any means, but it was very much like you get what you paid for.
It's like Spirit Airlines for Europe.
I trust Ryanair more than I trust Spirit Airlines.
Now, the most interesting flight I've ever been in, when I was in Nigeria, because the roads are so unsafe and it's much, much bigger than Americans have been led to believe. Shout out to that, like the world being bigger than they taught us in American schools. They use airplanes like buses, essentially. If you've got enough money, you hop on in Adamawa and you're on the bus to Abuja. And I got up to like leave. Oh, the plane landed in my very American way. Plane landed, let's go. And my guy I was traveling with was like, no, this isn't our stop. What do you mean this isn't our stop? That's not how planes work. Once it lands, this is clearly where you disembark. No. More people are coming on. Some people are getting off. And then we're 40 minutes until our stop. What's happening here? This is not how people are getting on. They're greeting each other. It's literally like being on a DC bus. Oh, hey, man. I'm like, wait, why? What is... But I... Airplanes or buses in Nigeria? Airplanes or buses?
I don't think that happened to me in Nigeria, but I can't even remember... The flight to Nigeria. Yeah. So that tells you that.
Also, they're not respective of the seat on your ticket.
No, not that.
One of our Asian friends was sitting down, or he came on the plane and then walked up to the Nigerian guy and said, "Hey, that's my seat." And the response he got back, I perked up too because I was like, "I want to see what's going to happen." And the response he got back was, "Do you see me sitting here?" And at least you know, having traveled, that is the prelude to a lot of nonsense if you don't respond correctly after that. And the Asian man said, "But that's my seat." And the Nigerian said, "There are other seats." The Asian said, "But I have a ticket." And the Nigerian said, "Find another seat." And in my head, I thought, "Hey, bruh, find another seat. It's not going to go the way you think it's going to go." And thankfully, I think the Asian man realized at that point, I should probably go ahead and find another seat because it's going to get real if I don't move along. They are very serious about take the first seat you find. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the ticket numbers. And it was great, too, because I was flying Air Peace. And I was like, this is amazing. Until the guy I was traveling with was like, yeah, sometimes these airlines, they just go out of business while you're there. There was... There's one that flew JFK, and then the airline went out of business while they were in the air, so the crew couldn't get back. Why would you say that while we're traveling?
That's very Nigerian. It's a very, very, like, I've heard that story, too, where there was actually, I think, someone I used to work with who got stuck somewhere because the Nigerian, like, local airline that's actually like a bus went out of business, and they got stuck in one of the cities that they weren't supposed to. Like, everyone off board, and they're like, but wait, we're not at my spot yet. They're like, yeah, sorry, it's gone. No more plane.
No more plane is terrifying. That is not what you want to hear on the other end of your flight.
No, it's not.
But did you guys hear about this, the Virginia pharmacy that's been giving vaccines to kids when they weren't supposed to? It came out yesterday.
No, we're not surprised.
Shout out to Virginia. Just.
Were they at least giving them the child vaccines, or were they giving them the full?
They didn't have the child. No. They were just like, hey, little kid. Off the kid go.
I'm sure it's fine.
Kids. I've seen a kid run headlong into a wall and shake it off like it didn't happen. But kids are resilient.
Kids are so resilient. I fell down the stairs once holding a baby, not mine, by the way. Baby.
Not better. Not better.
What is your life? What is your life? Why did you think the qualifier, not my kid, was going to be the thing that made this a story that you should tell?
Well, now that you said that, I'm not sure. Anyway, the child was fine. The story of it doesn't matter. The point of the story was the kid was fine, and so was I, and so was the dog I tripped over. I can't. Sorry, it was a bad day.
I'm always amazed by some people and their just ability to trip and fall and just be generally uncoordinated. Like,
I am a coordinated person. This was not my fault.
I am not.
The dog went under my legs and I rolled down the stairs, not sideways rolled, like somersaulted down the stairs with a baby.
You know how you're supposed to outgrow the clumsy stage? I'm still waiting for that to happen because less than a year ago, there's a CVS in DC, and in major cities, you know, most convenience stores are two levels because there's just no space. So I'm walking down the stairs talking to a friend, and everyone has that kind of like mental count of what the steps are. But there's 8 steps and I'm going to step down. And, my mental count was off, and I did that thing where you step down and there's not another step. So, yeah.
Oh, I've done that before.
Except I reacted badly to it and fell straight to my knees. And in the wisdom of CVS, those stairs were hollow. So when I landed, it reverberated throughout the CVS. Like a loud boom. Like if someone had dropped a metal plate on the street. And I looked up because the friend I was with, I knew, was one of those ones that just finds great humor in every bad thing that happens to you. And I knew how bad it was because when I looked at him, he was staring at me in horror and said, "What just happened?" And then I looked up and one of the CVS workers ran around the corner and yelled, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And I have never been more ashamed to be a living human being than that moment. How do you explain that? How? What do you say? Oh, I got the count wrong in my head. Why are you counting stairs instead of looking, sir? There's no way to accurately not look like an idiot in that situation. Morgan, just because you muted yourself, I can still see you laughing. Your dog speaks Spanish. I don't know how that's relevant either, but it's all I got.
I can't. Like, why? Why? I'm sorry. I just think people falling is really funny. I follow all those Instagrams where people are getting hurt or where like kids are running through the window. I just think it's the best thing in the world.
Wait, did you just say kids running through windows makes you laugh?
Yes, I did. I'm thinking about, okay. Do you know that Instagram kids getting hurt?
No.
Okay, it's a great.
Really doesn't good. Seem like something I would have searched either.
No, Sam Joe was the one who, Sam Joe said it was good, and he's right. Anyway, long story short, I'm really sorry you fell.
Yeah, I clearly believe that.
Oh,
how
man,
happy
crying,
are
I'm
you that they
so
didn't
hard.
Give tests before you became a mother?
Oh, I wouldn't have passed. That's not even, I know that. I am a good mother, but, I definitely have unconventional things that are funny, which, if it happened to my kid, I'd be horrified and upset about it. Like, nothing. Like, I don't want that to happen to Nell, but, like, other kids, no.
I've got a feeling your kid's going to be vicious. A lot of kids these days are just...
No, she, you know what? She is already so much like Alex.
Oh, very cool.
It's unfortunate.
My nephew, I was talking to him like 2 days ago. He's six. He just turned six. And he's the angriest child I have ever experienced. And I said to him, I always joke with him that he owes me money. And I said, hey, where's my money? And he said, I'm going to come to your house, steal your money, and then burn your house to the ground.
Wow.
And he's six.
That's real.
Not concerning
he's
at all.
Six. And I said, if that's how we're playing, it's curtains for you. And he said, you live in a dumpster under the tree, and your name is SpongeBob Two Toes. And while it didn't make as much sense as the other one, it's still shocking in his level of, like, I will insult an adult, and I don't care. And I'm legit scared, and I have to watch him, because the streets are clearly calling his name.
Yeah, that's...
No,
wow.
He's six.
Wow. Alex has a niece who was really upset one day because she was, this is so funny, but also so white, but she really wanted polenta fries. And we went to this restaurant and she already knew she wanted the polenta fries. She was very excited about the polenta fries. And the waiter came, and her dad had, Alex's brother, had left to go take the other daughter to the restroom. And the waiter came and was like, blah, 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 these are our specials. Oh, and we're out of the polenta fries. Okay. Her name's Char. And Char is like, okay, quiet. And her dad comes back and she's like, Dad. And he's talking. And she's like, Daddy. Dad. Dad. And finally he's like, what, Charlotte? What? And he goes, they're out of polenta fries. That's some bullshit. And literally said it like that. And everyone was just like, well, she used the word correctly. What do we do? Where do we go from here, everyone? And I, of course, me, I'm laughing. Like, totally best kid ever. That's hilarious. Proud of you. You said it correctly. It was in the right context. And you even had the bull, like, with the head roll. So you get extra points. And everyone, I was just waiting to see what her parents did. And her parents thought it was hilarious. And we're like, we do not use those words in public, Charlotte, nor do we usually use them at the house. Yes, it is bullshit, but we cannot use that term.
What was the worst thing that you did to an adult as a child? I know when we were at Epcot Center, so I was that kid who was incredibly like picky about what he ate. So I only wanted burgers when we were out in places because I don't know you. I'm not trusting your food. Who are you people? When we were in San Antonio at an authentic Tex-Mex restaurant, and I refused to eat because I don't see burgers on the menu, and kept telling the waiter every time he came over and said, are you eating? Did you get burgers? And I was probably eight. So we were at Epcot Center that same trip. And they wanted to eat in Japan. Cause if you've ever been at the lagoon.
Yeah, it's different countries.
And yeah. America's all the way over there. And there's no cutting across the lake. You got to walk all the way around. And I refused to eat in the middle of the restaurant. Refused. What do you want to eat? I want a burger. We're not going to America. Well, yeah, we are. And so because I refused and my mom wouldn't let her child not eat, my dad had to walk all the way around the lagoon.
Oh, my mom would have maybe stopped.
And the entire time he fussed me out until we got there and I ordered my burger. And all the way back, he fussed me out. And when we got back to Japan, I looked at him and I said, but I got my burger. And here's the thing about me and why I'm so scared about my nephew, who's already at six, showing this trait. I knew what the penalty was for saying it. And I was already comfortable. I knew what would happen. And I knew that saying it would also make me very happy. And whatever happened afterward, I'd live with it because this was my moment to really dig in. And that's who my nephew is. And I pray for the world because he's coming. He's coming and he's comfortable with all the consequences of his actions. And I don't.
I was such a good kid.
I find that very hard to believe.
Felice, how about you? You go first. I want to hear about you. How were you as a kid?
I was a very well behaved, sit down there and just relax for a bit. We'll be right back, baby. Like, kid. Like, I was very much like, I would just chill. The worst things I ever did to my parents were going out and getting myself injured, probably, and just striking fear into their hearts. The best one that comes to mind immediately is I was about, I would say, maybe like nine or so. And I was like walking around the block to a friend's house, and we just found like a random beer bottle on the street. It was empty, right? And you know, we're stupid. And one of us was like, oh, we should throw this at the tree so it'll shower like the movies, like, you know, make that dramatic explosion with the glass. He did it, and it just like kind of like hit the tree. I was like, oh, that's anticlimactic. Let's try again. So I go up to pick the bottle and I throw it, and this time it shatters. And it was like, oh, cool. And then like 30 seconds later, he just goes, oh, dude, you're bleeding. And I check my hand, and when he threw it the first time, it broke a little bit. Mm. But when I threw it the second time, the part that was cut was already sliced my finger. So I have a little scar, but basically like all the skin on this side of my finger right here got just cleanly sliced off, and to the point where it was like a pool of blood. Like literally my entire finger right here was just a pool of blood. And we were kids, and like it was so clean that I didn't feel it. So I was just like, oh, that's weird. Oh man, that's bleeding a lot. And like, you know, we were kids. So for some reason, my friend was like, let me rinse it off with the garden hose because that'll fix it. And I was like, oh, that's not working. I'm just going to go and put a Band-Aid on it. So I'm sitting like in my bathroom trying to put a Band-Aid on one handed on like clearly very severe injury. And my mom walks in and just loses it. I don't remember the rest of it, but like we went to the hospital and it was wrapped in like some pretty bad like bandages and stuff for a couple of months afterwards. But I did shit like that all the time. And that was my mom's reaction, because my dad was the opposite in that another time I was riding my bike over a very not safe ramp that my neighbors had put together. And I landed and like really messed up my leg. Like it wasn't broken or anything, but it was really bloodied up and cut and everything. And it didn't hurt that bad. And I went home. My dad just looked at it and he was like, just rinse it off. It'll be fine.
That is the Kathy Martinez. My mom. Oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. That is her 101. Like, we could be literally have a bone sticking out of us, and she'd be like, you're fine, just wash it off, kiss the milk, have a glass of tea, a cup of tea fixes everything in that word.
I'll probably stick with that method.
Yeah.
I'm like that too. I even right now, like Alex accidentally dropped his phone on Nell, and it hit her and it scared her. It didn't hurt her, but it scared her. It is. And like, he was like, oh. I'm like, don't act scared. She's going to smell your fear. I'm like, you're fine.
Wait, you believe that the baby can smell fear?
Oh, babies can smell fear. Babies can smell fear. Yeah, it's why they cry on people that don't like, for instance, I had a friend come over who was like never held a baby other than like, yeah, maybe one. And he held the baby, and she gets passed around. That baby gets held by everyone. And if you're confident and you pretend you know what to do, she's like, oh, hey. But she smelled his fear, and she was just looked at him and was like, ah! And started screaming right in his face. And he's like, what do I do with it? And I'm like, here.
See, I want one of each, but I am convinced. I know what a little boy is going to do. Like, he's probably going to be much like me, and I'll know. Like, he's been too quiet for too long. Don't do that. I don't even have to look to see if he's doing something. I'll just know. Whereas a little girl, I don't know what's happening in their brains. I imagine it's like a world I won't understand.
What's really worrisome is that Nell is just like Alex. She's very calm. She's very nice. She's very like just straight and to the point, not overly dramatic. If something hurts, she's like, meh. She doesn't cry a lot. So we know if I have a second one, it's going to be like me. And that's a problem. And so that's why we're not having another one.
See, I was a plotter. I wasn't necessarily the one who was going to do the bad, but I definitely worked up the plan, made you think I was going to participate in said plan, and then stopped short of actually participating and enjoyed the fallout.
Yeah, so I
remember
that's more Alex. Yeah,
my parents would kill me for telling these stories, but like we almost all, I went to a very small Christian school, and at a certain point in our senior year, they were like, we're kicking all the boys out because we had been
a problem.
Oh, we'd been a problem for months. it started off as small pranks, like I organized all the guys in class to set their alarms to go off 1 minute after each other. And forgot to tell them I wasn't going to participate in that. So while it was driving the teacher crazy, I was like, why are you guys doing this? This is horrible. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the worst, man. If you did that, if you like didn't participate and kept your mouth shut, that's one thing. But you called them all out for following your plan. Convinced
them to saw the shop table in half. And left both halves just laying in a pile of sawdust for when the shop teacher came in. So it was just getting worse. And they called all our parents in one by one. And when they got to me, my dad was there. And they said, Mr. Peace, your problem is your son's a follower. And he's just getting into a lot of trouble because he's just following the other guys. And my dad could have just let it go. But instead, he says, this one? No, you got to check those stories again. He's not a follower. He's probably the one that's doing the work. And I'm staring at him like, what are you doing? We were on our way out of this room, and you just told on me. You're a snitch. I'll never forgive him for that. I actually brought it up recently. Could have got out of that room, Dad. You screwed me hard. They told us we couldn't do anything wrong for the rest of the year, or we were expelled and we'd have to graduate in summer school. And it's all his fault. They almost took my senior trip away from me because that man can't keep his mouth shut. He can't hold water. And that's the lesson I learned. Never trust your father.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, Dad. You out there listening? I think now that I've threatened my father, we can call it a day. I don't think there's anywhere to go after threatening your father on a national podcast.
There's nowhere to go.
No. I mean, you could do a deep dive on like where that statement comes from and like the deep recesses of your mind, but
that's a whole. I don't know another if we're all ready podcast. For that. That's a whole another podcast.
I regularly tell my parents that you keep messing with me. You're going with your daughter, and she'll make life decisions, and she wouldn't feed the dog. So you better straighten up.
Oh, that's the same thing I tell my parents. I'm like, you better be nice, or I'll make you live with Hugh when you get old. And we all know that's not good.
Or as I told my mother recently. Hey, look, you're the one playing games with the name on your tombstone. Danielle sounds just as good as Virginia to me. Keep acting up.
You're such a bad person.
Now that I've made the world think I'm a horrible person, we're coming back sooner rather than later. Sam will be back at the end of November, and we have some albums to talk about. Adele's new album's coming out soon, so Morgan may actually make her way onto the music pod to talk Adele.
I would, and we will be doing updates about my cross-country journey.
It's going to be a disaster.
I am also aware that Taylor Swift is re-releasing or releasing a version of her old album that already came out. And I know this because my girlfriend said, the Taylor Swift album comes out tomorrow, so don't talk to me unless you want me to break up with you. So I'm like, okay.
Okay. First of all, I have a deep loathing for Taylor Swift, so deep loathing. We can get into that in another pod. But we're coming back sooner rather than later. The cast is just expanding. We can't stop people from joining the pod, and why should we? We're having a good time.
We shouldn't. We're having a great time.
If you guys have any questions, comments, or complaints, as always, the complaint department is Morgan L. Martinez on Twitter. Yeah. She will respond, so you better watch your mouth. Mm-hmm.
I respond to everything.
But if you want to just say things, type it in Spanish. You'll have no idea what's happening.
That's what Google translates for.
All right. Until next time.
And my dog.
Yeah, Rosie's just bad. Oh, God.
I got it.
That's it.
Until next time.